this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today, we are rebroadcasting a Best of Moments for Missions episode that I hope will be a blessing to you as you listen.
Dr. Don Siss was for many years the General Director here at Baptist International Missions Incorporated. Prior to that, he had been a missionary in Japan with his wife, Virginia, and then he was Far East Director for some years. I would love to share with you today the memorial written by Dr. Don Sisk about his dear wife, Virginia. Virginia Ruth Sisk, born August the 5th, 1935, gone to heaven July the 8th, 2017. Dr. Sisk shares, 4 score years ago, God brought forth through Pearlie and Charlie Carlton a wonderful little girl. They named her Virginia Ruth. Virginia means beautiful, and it was and still is appropriate for her. She's not only beautiful outwardly, but more importantly, inwardly. Ruth is a name found in the Bible. Perhaps the most well-known saying of the biblical Ruth was, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go, whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God." This was a statement of commitment. Beside the word commitment in the dictionary, there should be a picture of Virginia. At an early age, as a result of a faithful Sunday school teacher in a little one-room schoolhouse in Kentucky, Virginia committed her soul to Jesus Christ. When her family moved to Nortonville, she was baptized and joined the Nortonville Baptist Church. On July the 7th, 1952, Virginia committed herself to me, her childhood sweetheart, as my wife. When I made public my calling to the ministry, she made this commitment. "Since God has called Don to preach, I want to be the best wife I can possibly be so that he can be all that God desires him to be." For 60 years, she was a committed pastor's wife, missionary wife, and missions executive wife. In all these positions, she excelled. She was a mentor for many. God gave us 2 children, and Virginia became a committed mother. She loved, nurtured, prayed for her children from the day of their birth. She was a model mother. When God began to send grandchildren into her life, she became a committed grandmother. Never did a day pass that she did not pray for each one by name and need. She was actively involved in their lives. She was blessed by having 7 great-grandchildren. Like all her other positions, she excelled in being a great grandmother. Several times during her 80 years, she was asked to leave family, friends, precious possessions. She obeyed the Lord, and God wonderfully blessed her and gave peace and joy. The Bible says in Proverbs 31:10, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." And then in verse 28, it says, "Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. And so do her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren and countless thousands of others who knew and loved Virginia Ruth Sisk." Dr. Sisk is so right. God gave him a wonderful wife, and now she's in heaven. We thank the Lord for memories we have of her. Would you pray for Dr. Sisk, who is, since her passing, back on the road traveling many thousands of miles, preaching the gospel, encouraging other people in the matter of missions? We're so glad that they were a part of the Baptist International Missions mission family. We love them, and we thank God for what he has done and is still doing through them.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.